you guys, ladies, gentlemen. Somebody in the studio today.
Hey,
y'all.
Hey, you guys, welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brewer Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. And without the obfuscation of the mainstream media, and without the total lies of the mainstream media, and without any fear porn, let's talk about fear porn.
I don't like fear porn. It's annoying.
No. You know,
it puts you in a negative vibrational state. That's the whole point.
Let me read you some stories, okay? We've got basically the Jeffrey Epstein files, which are absolutely horrid, right? You know, there's no fear porn. There's just facts of what they are. And they don't want that released. You know, Pamela Bondi's been terminated now.
Gone.
And, you know, Trump's personal attorney's up there to make sure that doesn't happen again when stuff gets released, because she released too much.
Well, did you see the interview again with Marjorie Taylor Greene?
Oh, yeah.
She said last week.
Mm-hmm.
Said the exact same thing. Said she was told specifically by the president on the phone, Marjorie Taylor Greene, do not push the Epstein files. I don't want a lot of my friends to go to jail.
Yeah. Yeah. So, period. And
But remember, there's nobody to nobody.
But remember this. This is important. Remember we told you the 25 to 35, 45, now it's 105 ring circus that we're all engaged in trying to watch all of this stuff. So you can't get the Epstein files out of the media without putting something else in the media in their place. It's called obfuscation. They've got to make sure that we're engaged because they believe that our minds are so feeble, which they are not. And I suppose if you're listening to this show, that you can't have two opposing ideas of two different things.
And if you're taking purple sticks.
Remember what Ernest Hemingway said? He said, the sign of true genius is to argue both sides of the argument with equal intensity and find the good, the bad.
That's what we try to do here.
What? Find the good, the bad, the ugly of the Republicans, the good, the bad, the ugly of the Democrats. Of course, the good, the bad, and the ugly, the Democrats is pretty easy. But the reality is they don't want you thinking for yourself and making a decision. They want you to be obfuscated. Here's the news. We've got a race to track rat virus. Passengers' global effort to stop spread of Ebola and hemorrhagic fever globally as they release the passengers off the ship. Okay, now everybody's going, who cares about the Epstein files?
We have the Hanta virus now.
Okay. All of a sudden, Saudi Arabia goes, we're not going to allow you to use our military bases anymore to guard the Strait of Hormuz. Get your planes out of here. Oh, well, that's another big thing that we're not supposed to talk about. And then all of a sudden, we got this going on. Gas prices widening the wealth gaps. Everybody's now complaining. You know, Sharon used to warn me, and this is terrible. I have to say something.
I mean, that's it. I mean, we're grown adults here, though. Is bitching really it's not really a foul. We're not trying the F-bomb. It's not cursing. I mean, whatever. We're grown adults.
I try not to do that, okay?
Yeah, but it's
Sharon used to warn me. She said to me, she goes, be careful what you use in private. You'll use it in public. And I just did it. And I don't use it very often in private.
It's not a big deal.
All right. You guys are still laughing at me.
Moving on.
I apologize.
Well, the one time you called Hillary Clinton a bitch, that kind of was like, I mean.
Well, I knew that was true.
That's true. That's what I'm saying. Sometimes. Well, I talked to Doug about this yesterday, as far as this massively manipulative fuel price that's been done for the last 2 months now, and how these individuals, the boys that love free air.
I paid almost $6 a gallon for premium yesterday.
Yeah. Well, no, what's happened is that I warned everybody about this. All the guys I knew that were these MAGA supporters at the beginning of Iran were, yeah, we're going to go to war with Iran. I said, you have no idea what's about to happen with everything. Fuel prices went up modestly, then more. Oh, remember the article I played for y'all? It's a small price to pay for the long-term objective. Every single news story kept repeating the same term.
Well, it wasn't a small price for me to pay yesterday.
Well, no.
We're 30 gallons of fuel at $6 a gallon, wow. $180. That's a lot of money.
I read an investor's article last week, and he said, last week, spot on, he said, the end of April is when the oil's actually going to hit the refineries that's been in the pipeline that's basically been getting run up. What we saw for the last 2 months was 100% pure price manipulation and price gouging in order to extract as much cash. The amount of margins that the speculators, that the basically the refineries, the transporters, everybody been making. I guarantee you, when you see Q2, quarter two earnings come out, they'll be through the stinking roof.
That's awesome. Oh, back to the rat virus.
Rat virus.
Okay, and fear porn. Let me just give you a few titles here. Quant model shows rallying in stocks approaching manic levels. Did Saudi Arabia force Trump to spend operation in the Hormuz? Jet fuel prices spiking. White House advisors are worried. Concerns hang over Europe as summer vacations approach. Whirlpool says war causing recession level setbacks in the industry. IDF soldier caught consecrating the statue of the Virgin Mary. Israeli suspected of attacking a Catholic nun, slamming her to the ground and beating her. Religious hate crime. Epstein suicide note released. On and on and on as the nausea
circus
continues.
Show.
No, the circus show. But not one word of the Epstein files on Drudge. Well, the Drudge was bought up and paid for years ago. Not one word of Epstein files on Drudge. They don't want to talk about it. So you're not supposed to talk about it. We're not supposed to think about it. George Carlin says they want you to think a certain way, be so dumbed down that you only can run the equipment in their factories, but not enough to have concrete, rational thought. And that's where we are right here. I mean, it never ends. UFO files could shatter Christian beliefs, and churches should prepare for it. Bible changing revelation. No, they're not. I got a news flash for you. Here's the flash. An angel's not a human. Done. Jesus, you know, when he's on his fleshly body, was a human. He's not anymore. He's God. Done. Demons are not humans. Done. We had disclosure thousands of years ago, but the disclosures are going to change the Christianity and how the world. They're going to lie to you and tell you that some demonic entity or some reptilian alien built you. Well, if they built you, why are they uglier than sin? These things are ugly. You know, and I mean, so they built you to be good looking like you are, you know, good looking man, good looking woman watching the show, but they're ugly as all get out. They look like a big lizard walking around or some weird thing that Aleister Crowley pulled up. And so they're ugly as all get out. And yet they built you. Well, why don't they do some genetic profiling and manipulation on themselves so they're not so stinking ugly? Just admit. So it's a lie. They didn't build you. God Almighty did. You're in his image. So all of this stuff, you know, unbelievable garbage. This Putin strongman image fading as Ukraine brings war home to Russia. Kremlin ramping up attempts to kill opponents in Europe. I mean, on and on and on. Ooh. as we play the 30 ring circus and we tell you guys not to walk in fear.
Well, I think they're gonna pull Prometheus like story.
Oh yeah. They seeded the planet.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
And hundreds of billions of years ago. Well, I got a newsflash here. We weren't here 100 billion years ago.
Well, and why all this stuff's happening? I was on Hagman last night. We had a really intense show. Get prepared for that one. The first half was intense. We went into detail on the AI data centers. They're exploding like a cancer.
Have you heard the noise that comes out of those things? The hum.
They're humming.
They hear it miles away.
Well, they're the frequency they put out. Mm-hmm. The energy, because the amount of power, these trunk lines that they're putting into these AI data centers are enormous. And I told him last night, he's asked me, he goes, you know, a lot of places down here in Florida, we've actually slowed a couple of them down because of the water supply. But overall, most of these things, he covered it last night, they're getting almost full EPA green lights. Run through. They're getting permits through Swift Mud that don't even exist.
In days, not years.
Swift Mud, stuff that takes years that Swift Mud won't even approve. They're approving it in days out in wetland area to backfill and dredge out entire areas and fill it up. I mean, I'm talking the one out in Utah that I'm not even going to get into it, that O'Leary just got help approve. 40,000 acre facility. I didn't misspeak on that. It's 40,000 acre facility. It's 2.5 times the size of Manhattan. What on earth do you need that type of AI data collection center for? And I said, here's the kicker. It's all about data control, manipulation, and changing. Also, too, remember what's going to happen with this? What I'm going to get your take
it's
on.
More. It's more.
It's more than this. But no, listen to this. They have to change the reality of what's happening with everybody in the news and reality of what's actually happening in life. Right now, the vast majority of Americans that are asleep watch the mainstream media news for their stories. Now they're watching social media for their stories. What you're going to start seeing now with this level of AI is you're going to start seeing extremely fake news all the time.
Oh, I had that.
No, it's going to get to a level you cannot figure it out whether it's true or not. Why do you think now these AI data centers are getting built and now they're just now coming out saying, oh, we're going to do UFO disclosure? You think it's just coincidence that they're saying that now? That they're just coming out saying that? That is an entire concept that they're trying to basically feed on the American population, that we need these AI data centers. And the fact of the matter is, there's absolutely zero point for these at all from a positive standpoint as far as what they tear up.
You know, they measure the frequency on the planet, basically hertz and gigahertz. They determine the amount of energy fields that are being released on the planet and what the actual frequency, the radio waves that go around the planet are in aggregate. And when they had 9/11 happen, they measured it, and the entire frequency of the planet dropped into a low frequency range. Okay? The low frequency range controls your mind because you're a holographic projection. Oh, just thought I'd mention that. The proton, slit experiments showed that. The physical reality doesn't occur until consciousness intercedes with it. Oh, by the way, we've talked about it on the show before. And the sad part about all of this stuff is that when we stop and we look at this and we go, wait a minute, something's really, really wrong here. But see, you're not supposed to say that. You're not supposed to think that. You're not supposed to know that. You're not supposed to be paying any attention to it. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be upon my return, Jesus said. In the days of Noah, in Genesis 6, every thought of every man was evil all the time. These data centers, you hear them miles away with the hum, the frequency they put out, and they're building them everywhere. How do we know that these aren't gigantic frequency generators along with data collection tools?
Texas houses 87 data centers already with 135 under construction and 600 more in the planning phase. That means in aggregate, you're going to have over 800 AI data centers in Texas alone.
There were thousands of pyramids globally that control the energy field around the planet.
Go look off the coast of Cuba under the water.
And God turned them off when he basically split the continents apart after Noah. They don't want you to know this.
That's true. I mean, we went to those pyramids. Those things are on a level of size that's
50 stories.
Photos don't do those justice.
It's a 50-story building.
Yeah.
They're monstrous.
The blocks, when you walk, they look like in photos. And I thought this, we were going to go climb them.
Oh, yeah.
You ain't climbing up the side of them. Blocks are 3-4 times my height. You're walking up to me like, how am I supposed to get to that one? You know, you need cable, basically grappling to go up there. They're monstrous. And they weren't just there for looks because there was no ability to actually, house anything inside of them like a house.
You know, when water moves at over 200 meters per second, 100 meters per second, it changes its physical attributes. It turns blue and starts glowing, creates an energy field around it. A lot of these magnetic ley lines had giant fissures underneath them, and they were being used to create energy fields with these pyramids. I guess we could call them giant AI data centers. Did I just say that? Oh, that's right. I got to be careful now because we're going on YouTube again, so I've got to be careful what I say.
Next week.
And so the crazy part about it all is...
Oh, yeah. But speaking of that, yes, we're going to go live on YouTube.
Yeah, we'll see how long that lasts.
Yeah, listen.
Hey, we're going to try again.
We'll try. But so there's certain keywords that we may change... You'll know what we're talking about.
The country who wears the little hats.
That was a funny one, yeah. The boys that like free beer.
You guys, we programmed you. We've been working with you on this for a minute.
Or the kill syringe.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the clot shot.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You guys.
I'm going to move some stuff around. The reason why is because a lot of people have requested that we get the platform on YouTube again because we've been banned multiple times for the sole purpose of a lot of this information that we're bringing out has helped out a lot of people, especially from a health standpoint. You know, one of the biggest things that we have found over the years is that the healthier you are, the more effective you are at fighting things and basically making change. And, you know, one of the things that we talked about many a times on this show, and you guys voted earlier this week. I asked you guys to vote on product of the week, and you did. And it won by a landslide over Ultimate Multiple Capsules, which is a shock to me. It was the Berberine Ultimate. The Berberine Ultimate, which I've covered in detail before, but I'll briefly cover it again if you guys have not heard that, is called DHB. It's dihydroberberine. It's 5 times more bioavailable than regular berberine. Berberine is an incredible product. What it actually does to help regulate insulin. However, it's very difficult to digest, and basically it takes a long time for the body to absorb it because it has to break it down. Dihydroberberine skips all those steps. It's kind of like the difference of having regular cyanide, cobalamin, B12, and having the body has to break it down and then absorb it and convert it and absorb it, whereas DHB, dihydroberberine, is like methylcobalamin B12. Your body takes it in and immediately sucks it up as bioavailable as it gets. This is why we carry that form of it, and this is why it's a lot more money to manufacture. And also, be cautious of a lot of these companies on Amazon that are selling DHB or dihydroberberine. I've talked to multiple suppliers now that a lot of these companies are selling regular berberine, and they're now listing it as dihydroberberine.
If it has any berberine in it at all, anyhow.
Because there are no regulatory aspects on testing stuff when it comes to a lot of these Amazon platforms. People drop ship it, Amazon ships it, not their problem. They don't care what's in it. You'll never find a third-party assay testing on them. We use a very, very clear, pure as it gets, third-party assay-tested dihydroberberine, which is incredibly good because what happens is the more research you find about dihydroberberine and berberine, as it affects insulin, as it affects glucose, as it prevents, as they've shown now in the research, buildup of plaque in the arteries, and also what it does for overall blood pressure, cholesterol, and blood sugar as far as insulin regulation. This is one of the most effective supplements that is showing on the market through studies at basically helping to maintain blood sugar, which is one of the key factors of maintaining overall health, is not having massive blood sugar spikes.
Berberine, I take it every single day.
I take one off and on as I need it, but it's strong. The hydroberberine is very strong.
Oh, by the way, with TV news and free fall, anchors are trying to break away. As cost cuts roil the networks, a list talent and their agents are mulling ways to go independent and make up for their slashed salaries, a move that's not only risky but extremely expensive. I was speaking to a guy the other day who had been a radio personality for years, and I remember he said, that era that we were in is gone.
It's gone.
It's gone. He told me that at one time they were making, the network was making $10,000 a minute when he was on the air. A minute. And I thought to myself, wow. But you see, very few people listen to radio any longer. People listen to they listen to Pandora. They don't even listen to CDs anymore. They have their own playlist that they have. And they don't really listen to the news because they got tired of all the commercials. Radio did itself in when it started playing a commercial every 4 minutes, every 3 minutes to generate more and more and more radio revenue. There was a very large, how should I say it, alternative news network platform that used a lot of radio stations and also podcasting platforms. It got more and more expensive for the people who were doing the shows on there, and they started playing more and more and more and more commercials. I remember years ago I co-hosted a show or was on a show when someone was sick, and I couldn't believe every 2 or 3 minutes, another commercial, another commercial, another commercial. You couldn't even have a clear, concrete, rational thought segment in which you're talking about stuff without more commercials. And now, here comes the Ted and Austin Brewer Show. No commercials.
Oh,
now, if you're picking up commercials on what's that platform that carries us, Rumble, we ain't running the commercials. No. We're not making any money on that. We can't get it off. I don't know how to get it off. No, I've asked Michael Barrett to get it off.
If you have a premium account with them, which we have because of the amount of data we stream, because of the shows, they basically force you to have these ads on them. You can skip through them. I mean, I can't.
Or
better yet, how about this? You just go, boom.
Browershow.com.
And you can click right here.
No ads.
No ads. Watch the show and support the show. Boom, done. That's all you got to do. Oh, and make sure if you go here, check out the updates. Put your first name, last name, email address in. Sign up for the Brewer Show and the Health Masters Report, and that'll get you all the different sales, supplements, 3-packs, kits, specials that we have updated on the Health Masters site, and it'll get you the Brewer Show sent right to your email every day right from here. With no ads. I can't make it any easier.
We've got to get your photo redone.
Is it getting old?
No, it's bad cop, good cop.
Oh.
I mean, I look so happy. I'm energized. You look like you're about to kill somebody.
Well,
we should be having a gun in your
hand. Thursday. You know, some days you just got to handle business.
Pictures, are those the ones we had done 4 years ago?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, we still look pretty much the same.
Yeah.
He's angry. Angry young man.
then you click up to the right here and you shop supplements. Takes you right to the Health Master site right here. You could go in, read the health articles that we have put together. Oh, and here's the thing, guys. All the stuff I put together here, I don't charge anything for it. Please understand that. I've gotten kind of...
You have to pay to have this stuff written, by the way.
No, I've gotten frustrated sometimes. I get some of these emails from customers, and some of them are customers, and they sit there, well, you need to add this, and you need to do this, and you need to add more of this. Fantastic, guys. Do you want me to set up a subscription? You can pay every month, and I'll add more stuff to it. There's only so much time and money that exists to put into all this. I read articles every week. No, I'm putting up here
for
free.
Here's my favorite. The other day, it's ted.brower@yahoo.com. That's my real email address. I get an email in. It's a great person, great lady. I understand where she's coming from, but I don't do this. And she listens to the show on a regular basis.
Yeah. Thank you for that.
No, listen, this is important. This is very important. And I love you guys, and I appreciate the emails. But she sent me about 15 products to review that she takes from another company.
Oh, no, she didn't. No.
Yeah.
I asked her not to do
no,
that.
No, please don't do that. Listen.
Hey, I don't have the time.
Know, formulating this stuff and all this other stuff.
Is that berberine?
You know, and the berberine and everything else.
Yeah, berberine.
Berberine, right here. Berberine. All this stuff takes years in development sometimes. Purple Six, year. I don't have time to evaluate somebody else's product. And here's why. I don't know if the product label is even accurate.
That's exactly
I don't know what's
right.
in it. And so don't ask me to, please don't ask me to do that. I'm not going to have that product assayed so you can buy it and not purchase stuff from Health Masters.
Plus, I don't care to ask.
Wait a minute. I got to repeat that. I don't even know how to say that right and not be offensive. And forgive me, I'm not trying to be offensive.
I don't
have time to take the product that you want me to see for you.
Take it to our lab.
To a laboratory and have it tested to tell you if it really is any good or not, because you don't want to buy Health Masters products. Now, I don't know why you don't want to buy Health Masters products. You're supporting the show when you do that. But I told her, I don't have time. Sorry. I'm not looking at any of it. And quite frankly, if you send me a bunch of that stuff and then you want to fuss at me, she hasn't done that. You want to fuss at me because I won't look at your products. Let me ask you a question. You know, how about you come to work for me and I pay somebody else for your job?
Ooh.
Wait a minute.
Ooh.
I didn't say that.
That's...
How about you come to work for me? I work you 40 hours a week and I have a friend of mine downtown. He's going to take your salary every week and you're going to work for free. And you're going to go, I won't do that. Why in the world do you want us to do that? And why would you possibly ask us to evaluate somebody else's product when we don't even have access to the assays if they were ever even done? I'm just saying, please don't send me stuff like that. Because the other day, and by the way, some of the emails got sent into my doggone spam folder again.
It happens to me sometimes,
too. No,
you got to check them.
No, there was like 70 of them again.
Oh, 70.
Oh, so the other night, I'm answering emails, and I apologize for you. I don't know how to stop that. I really don't.
It happens all of them sometimes. I have to check mine on a regular basis.
Oh, so I'm the other night, it was after left. I'm working on it for over an hour. I'm answering emails. And guys, if I say thank you for the email, or I appreciate you, or thank you for supporting Health Masters, and that's all I say, and I don't go into a 6 or 8 paragraph answer, don't get mad at me. I can't. If you get 1,000 emails in and everybody wants you to write a book for them, how do I do that? And how do I look at other people's products and evaluate them when I have no idea if the labels are even real?
Well,
I'm sorry, I can't promote it.
And one other thing I'm going to clarify on that, too. I know we've talked about this before, but anybody that's fairly new, I appreciate the support. Thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting Health Masters. But under no circumstances will I respond to an email where you're asking me to give you advice about somebody else's health problems. Ever. I stopped doing that years ago because not only did I find it was a gigantic waste of time, it's a massive liability nightmare that I don't want to deal with. When you call me up or you email me and you say, hey, I have my sister's husband who has a son who's having all these health problems right now because basically he's gotten enormous amounts of, you know, kill syringes.
We have to learn.
I know.
We can't say vaccines
whatever
anymore.
Or eating unbelievably bad. I need to know that what supplements I need to tell my sister's brother's son basically to go on. I don't know, because I have no idea the background on the kids. What? Secondly, if they don't have the time or energy, and I did this one time, somebody said this to me. They said, I want you to evaluate and tell me what I need to buy for basically like my sister's brother. And I emailed back and said, well, have them contact us. Well, they don't have time to contact you, so I'm doing it for them. If they don't have time to contact me and send me a short email and ask me a question, why in the world am I going to spend 30 minutes writing out a protocol for them when they won't even have the decency to pick up the phone and call me and ask me a question?
That's because you have no credibility with them.
I have zero interest in working with them.
No, what happens, and it's simple, okay? I love my cousins, uncles, sisters, brothers, sons, neighbor, the plumber who has an electrician friend of his who's got these issues. Well, no, I don't. But they do. Now, why they can't just be a friend of theirs instead of all this other stuff, I don't know. But the reality is that I don't know them. I know you guys. I love you guys. And I'm here to help you. But I'm not going to give somebody advice who doesn't even know who I am. Because number one, they're not going to listen.
No,
I mean, 100% of the time that I've tried to do that, they don't listen. All of them. And so here you are. You write all this protocol out, and they... Well, they're not going to do it.
That's exactly right.
Can you write me a letter and tell me why they should do it? No. I'm going to say something ugly for a second, okay? Since I decided to start off the show with cussing, which is horrible, but I'm going to say something ugly.
Well, at least it's not Friday.
At least it's not Friday. If someone doesn't care about their health,
that's exactly right.
And they're sitting in a movie theater beside me, and they're eating 12 bags of chips and drinking 2 gallons of soda, passing gas the entire time. Do you really think I care about them at all and what they eat? I don't give a rat's bottom about them. I don't care. They don't care about themselves. Why do I care about them? And why am I going to contact them and engage them with a potential getting slammed by a guy who weighs 6'6", 400 pounds, have him sit on me and crush me? I have no interest in it. Because if they care that little about themselves, they can't pick up the internet and look at their iPad or their iPhone and ask a question, why am I so obese? How can I change this? Why am I I don't care. And people always say, what do you mean you don't care? No, I really don't care. Well, I don't know them.
The thing about it is, and people have to understand this concept, especially when you're trying to help out a large, large amount of people, you have to protect your time.
Oh,
I've learned this. I've gotten older.
I've taught you.
You've got to protect your time, because what will happen is you'll have everything and everywhere and everyone suck all the energy out of you all the time. And all you're doing is trying to give. And you'll find out only about 20% of the people you're giving your energy to are doing anything positive. But the rest of the people don't care. And so you have to start focusing on the people that really actually help support you and listen and actually want to make changes, because a lot of times it doesn't make a difference if you tell them this is bad and this is bad and this is bad, this we need to change. They go, well, that's too much work. I'm going to do that.
You know, about 97% of you, and I love you and I pray for you, but you don't buy anything from Health Masters. I mean, you don't even buy toothpaste.
Now, the 3%ers do.
Ah, but the 3%ers.
Oh, yeah.
They support us. Now, people will send us, they'll send me an email to say, I'm a 3%er. Guess what?
I get those too.
Now you got my attention.
And now you get anything you want from me as far as response.
Now you get my response. Because now I know that you're supporting the show and supporting us, and I thank you for it. And a lot of times I'll give out my cell phone number. He said, no, you don't. Well, just the other day, I had a lady send me a book on the latter days.
Yeah.
And I called her up and left her a message, sent her a text.
Yeah.
Never heard back from her. Now, I don't know if she thought I was spamming her. I wasn't really Ted Brewer. I don't know. I can't help that. But the point is, I did call her, and I left her a message, and I sent her a text. And I don't know if she just has her phone blocked or doesn't take unknown calls. I don't know. And I don't take unknown calls either. But the reality is that I can't. My phone ring. For some reason, I got on some wretched list.
Oh, join the club. It was from a dealership.
And I've been approved for a loan that I never asked for.
Yeah.
And sometimes 10 times a day. I finally had to put my phone on. If I don't know you, I don't listen to the
phone. My favorite is when I get constantly contacted about extending my warranty on my Chevrolet that already has a warranty on it. I'm like,
or the one that you sold 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Now here, let's go back. We've got to get off this topic. Okay.
This is a rabbit hole show.
No, this is all right. This is a preacher, and I'd play you the audio of this, and I've heard it, but I'm not going to do it because he acts like he's completely and totally out of his mind. Now listen to this. I am sick. There you go. So now he's confessing sickness and disease on himself. I like that. Of these Christians saying we ought to have peace with Islam. Islam is a satanic death cult. It's not. And they would cut off your head before I said amen in this sermon if they had a chance to. What they ought to do is evacuate up there on the hill and get a great big missile and blow that wicked Dome of the Rock, put them off the spot where it's standing right now, so we can get that third temple rebuilt and usher in the coming of Jesus. Well, why don't you just delete that and say usher in the coming of the Antichrist?
Yeah, what was the whole entire...
The guy sounds like a loon. And I posted it, so you can watch the video. I posted the video, so you can watch it, you know, on the Health Master site or the new site, thebrewershow.com. And I sit back and I watch this stuff, and I think to myself, no wonder so many people in the world, when you try to ask them to go to church, they think this is what they're going to hear at church. They don't want to go to church. They don't want to hear some loon like this talking. They think you're nuts. They think I'm nuts. They think we're all nuts because we have people like this out there representing us. I knew this one TV evangelist. I'm not going to give you his name. He divorced his wife. She divorced him 15, 20 years ago, Austin. And they had this horrible marriage. And the guy doesn't pay his bills. Doesn't pay his bills, right? And so she divorced him. All hell broke loose in Christendom because they got divorced. Though he had nothing to do with it. So he remarried her 15 years later. Guess what she does? She divorces him again. And now he's completely bankrupt. He has creditors knocking on the doors. Judges issuing basically orders to basically garnish his wages and bank accounts. All of this stuff happens. Why? I'm going to say this to you really simple-like. You know, I mean, and Mark Rutland said this to me one time. I love Mark Rutland. He says, talent will take you there. Character keeps you there.
It's true.
A lot of these people that you see on TV that claim to be Christians, they got talent. Some of them are pretty good speakers.
Most of them are good at sales.
But they have no character. I could tell you story after story after story. In fact, when Mancow was here on Tuesday, I said, let's talk about TV evangelists.
No, boy.
He goes, no, I don't do that.
We're not going there.
And because I was going to name names and places. And you guys will see, here's the thing. Keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus all the days of your life. Go to a local church that does not promote Zionism.
There you go.
Very important. And give to your local church. When you need that pastor, he'll be there for you. He will. And if you try to find somebody in some other state that's got you on some list that they're data collecting from you, and by the way, some of the most of the money that was owed to this, that was owed by this pastor, he wasn't paying.
Right.
There were direct mail agencies that were sending out direct mail for him to collect money.
He stopped paying them.
One of them owed $150,000 because he did a big direct mail campaign to get more money, but he never paid the people doing the direct mail campaign because the direct mail campaign is cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. It used to be for these guys cash in their pockets.
I remember that guy. He had somebody that was basically working on him and doing a book for him. He never paid him for the books.
Yeah, and
collected all the money for the books.
Yeah.
Never had the books to sell because he wouldn't pay the company making the books.
Pick me.
I'm not going to go there.
I never got paid.
I'm not going to go there.
And it's the same guy who still owes me a bunch of money.
Yeah.
The crazy part. I never got paid either. Finally, I gave him a bunch of books. And
started
I
started giving the books away.
No, I said, I'm going to give you the books. Why are you giving the books? I said, you don't pay me anyhow. It's awful. So rather than be mad and get angry, I'm just going to just give you the
that
books.
That was a mess.
Remember that?
Oh, I remember,
I wasn't going to go there. But then everybody starts calling our office saying, where are our books? They said you won't ship them. We shipped the books 2 months ago. And so we started shipping the books for free if they just paid the freight.
Well, no, because we finally gave the books to him.
No,
he wouldn't pay to ship them.
No, he had them all in his warehouse.
They're in the warehouse. We gave them the books for free. And he wouldn't ship the books after he already collected all the money on them and sold them all. So they're sitting there. So we had to start shipping the books from our office again.
For free, you know, if they pay the freight. Gosh. And we had hundreds, if not thousands, people call us up and say, we want our book. Okay, it's like $7 priority mail. You get a book, you'll have it in 2 days. Okay, here's $7. Just to cover our cost.
So when we talked to you about a lot of these TV evangelists are complete and total shams and they're not what you think they are, we know from experience.
I've been behind the scenes with these guys.
Stick with your local churches that are supporting your local communities and outreaches that are really putting the money out there and helping a lot of people and doing a lot of things. Last night, I went to my kids' Awana graduation. And, you know, think about the Awana outreach at this church. It's incredible. It's gotten huge. And one of the ladies there, one of the friends that Lana knew, asked me, she said, I want to put my daughter in, you know, next year. How much does it cost to put them in, you know, Awana? And Lana said, it's $25 for the half the year. $25. Every Wednesday, they're here. They're learning the Word of God. They're memorizing verses. They're learning about Jesus, all this stuff. There's stuff like that when we subsidize part of it and they do outreaches and bring these kids in. That, to me, is my biggest passion, is getting the Word out to these kids, protecting them as best as possible, and not giving money away to some other Middle Eastern country that loves to start wars with everybody and their neighbor because they just love to fight. I want to support the local communities. That's what you guys got to focus on. I told you guys this a couple years ago. I said, it really bothers me that I see so many people and so many pastors in these churches that are so obsessed with supporting this little country that loves to blow everybody up.
Who wears little hats.
But yet refuses to even look at their local communities, support their local, basically, children and local areas, and just completely ignores it. We need more money. We need more money for this country, because if we don't give them money, we're not going to be blessed. I'm like, how about this? How about I take my own money, and I give it to where I want to give it to, and I support all these local communities and kids and keep them safe, protected, and do outreaches, and make sure we're trying to stop all these stinking child pedophile pieces of filth.
Yeah.
Now, how about we do that? Instead of being so concerned about giving another, we got another offering. I was at church one time. I never went to him again. We got another offering. We got to get more offerings for this Middle Eastern country. We're trying to raise $50,000 this month. And I said, do you know what $50,000 would do? It just going locally out and supporting the local kids, the kids that are dealing with parents that are hooked on heroin, that are dealing with parents that are drug addicts and prostitutes and having to fight that life as young kids. You know how much we could do for that in 1 month with $50,000? Oh, no. We got to support this country. Because we're going to be blessed. Where does it say that in the Bible, that we should forget about the little children? They can fend for themselves. We got to take care of them. Yeah. I've never read that in the Bible.
You know, about 30 years ago, I was in the middle of the seminar circus. I was in the paper all the time. And I told my church, I said, I want to speak for you.
Yeah.
It was right down the street here. It was New Life Baptist. You remember what it was. And I used to go there. And I remember they wanted me to speak on a Sunday morning. And I said to myself, well, if I do that, and I've got books and tapes and CDs and all that, I am donating 100% of the proceeds to kids going to camp this year.
I remember that.
You remember that?
Every penny.
So no, every penny.
CDC set sold for $99. $99 went.
No, I ate the price. I ate the cost on the inventory. And we raised $7,000 for the kids that day. And we sent every kid.
Everybody.
I paid for everybody to go to church, to camp. You say, you didn't really do that. Yeah, I really did that.
I
just don't talk about it. You were there. I mean, I have lived my life by that foundational stone. I support local groups and churches, and I've done that so many times. I go into church, 100% of the proceeds. I was speaking in D.C. a few years ago. 100% of the proceeds went back to the thing. 100%. I was speaking in another church up in Enterprise, Alabama years ago.
Hey, guys, 100%. Understand what we're saying here. Not 100% of the profit, 100% of the proceeds, whole thing.
In other words,
In
other words, out of the $7,000, I probably had $2,000 in product costs. I donated the $2,000. I paid the $2,000 myself and gave the $7,000 away. So don't say that I won't do that. The other day I was on with ManCow, and I don't even have told you this the other day, Austin. I was going coming out of church on Sunday. Some little old lady was sitting down on the sidewalk, and I may have mentioned it the other day to you guys, and she basically was wrapped up in a blanket. They'd thrown her out of the hospital with her suitcases. A little black lady. And she looked so sad. I drove by her. Holy Spirit said, give her some money. You know that still small voice that you're supposed to listen to? And I'm like, I don't have time right now. And I learned something a long time ago. Whenever the Holy Spirit says that, you better turn around. You better do it. It's going to bug you
all day long.
And you think, well, it doesn't matter. She should have her own money. Okay, great. So I turned around. I went back, had to park up past the sidewalk, walked out. I gave her $40. And I said, God loves you. And she looked at me. She didn't know what to do. She thought I'd give her $2. And she looked down. She thought it was $40. I'm walking away. She looked at me. She goes, wow, God bless you. I said, God bless you, too. I said, God really loves you. And I got the truck. I drove away. You think, well, I can't believe you did that. Guys, I do that kind of stuff all the time.
The thing is, I don't talk about it, nor do we brag about it, because that's not what it's supposed to be about. It's between you and God and you helping somebody else out, and that's why
I'm using me as an example for you guys.
Yeah, that's exactly
now. Right.
And the entire point of what we're getting at here is be very careful who you support and make sure they're supporting you. Thing is, if you got a question about Health Master's product, if you got a question about your dosage of berberine, hey, Lana, Ruben, Austin, Ted, what about this dosage? Hey, take one of them with each meal, 2-3 times, you know, total. Okay, got it. Do that with Amazon when you buy a product from them next time. Let me know how that works. Call them up. I say $2 buying this product. I'm calling Amazon. Call them up. You'll talk to somebody in a different country if you ever pick them up, and they're going to say you need to contact the manufacturer.
Now, do you see the problem when you call me up and ask me to take hours of my time and look at your product that you want to take that you don't support Health Masters with? It creates a problem for me mentally. You think, well, I can't believe you have a mental problem with that. Yeah, I have a mental problem with that because that means you're not supporting us, but you're listening to the show. And I love you, and I thank you for your support, and I thank you for your prayers. I pray for you all the time. But why don't you go to work for free for a while and see how that works out for you? Thank you for your support. I love you guys so very much. Oh, by the way, it's a horrible segue. First Chinese tanker supposedly attacked in the Strait of Hormuz.
Boo.
Well, now, wait a minute.
China, listen.
China and Iran are supposed to be allies.
Correct.
I don't believe this for one second. If the Chinese tanker got attacked, I guarantee you it was somebody else, probably the United States or Israel, or the country that has the little hats attacking the Chinese tanker, trying to blame it on Iran.
Here we come, YouTube.
Here we come, YouTube. Good luck with that. I'd probably be on there for another 15 minutes and be off again.
I'm going to try.
But here we go.
Oh,
by the way, like I mentioned earlier, TV anchors are in free fall. Anchors are trying to break away. That entire segment of radio and TV and what it used to be, you know, Glenn Beck. Oh, by the way, like I mentioned earlier, TV anchors are in free fall. Anchors are trying to break away. That entire segment of radio and TV and what it used to be, you know, Glenn Beck told what you can and can't say in order to be successful. Just thought I'd mention that. What do you think, Oz?
That's exactly right. And there's also, too, another article that came up here. I want to cover this because this isn't me making a statement on here. This is them. It says berberine was just as good, if not better, than 3 different diabetes drugs now. They're coming out more and more on this platform. This is berberine, the bitter compound found in the roots of several plants, including golden seed, barberry, and Oregon grape. Studies prove it's just as good, if not better, than prescription diabetes drugs. Their statement. Now, this is talking about regular berberine. This isn't going to dihydroberberine berberine because it's so new. There's not a lot of research on it comparing it to pharmaceuticals. It says a researcher compared berberine to metformin in a pilot study of 36 patients. This is metformin. They found berberine lowered blood sugars just as well as metformin in less than 3 months. The patients also saw significantly decrease in their fasting blood glucose and their after-meal blood glucose.
We got to repeat this. This is the study again. They found that berberine lowered blood sugar just as well as metformin within
just
3 months.
3 months. Right.
Not us saying that. Making no claims
what they're saying here. In the same study, researchers gave berberine to 48 diabetics for 3 months. After only 1 week, berberine lowered both fasting and post-meal blood glucose levels. In addition, their insulin resistance dropped by 45%. Insulin resistance, that's syndrome X. That's high insulin, high blood sugar, meaning you have to keep taking higher amounts of insulin.
It's high body fat.
And you'll gain an enormous amount of weight, and you start dealing with neuropathy. Your hands and feet start going numb. You start having significant problems with blood circulation, and it ends up turning into amputation of basically legs. I've seen it. It's horrible.
Diabetes is the number one cause of amputation.
But basically, just insulin resistance is horrible when it gets to that level. In 3 months, 45% drop in insulin resistance with the diabetic patients.
Boy, you're going to market a lot of berberine today. That's going to be hopefully enough product.
I got a batch in, but my goodness, it depends.
I've got a fluff story.
Well, let me finish this one.
Oh, you're still going.
Another research conducted a meta-analysis of 14 studies involving 1,068 participants. They found berberine performed just as well, if not better, as metformin, glipizide, and rogazone. These are all three of the top diabetic drugs on the market, and berberine had no serious side effects, which took it completely different than the other pharmaceutical drugs. No side effects. None. Now, I can go into detail on metformin, the side effects going along with that. Just do a little Google search. Take 5 minutes and find out about metformin side effects.
Man, it's hard on the liver, boy.
So this is what I've talked to you guys about. And the nice thing about berberine, and I'm going to say it's with dihydroberberine. So if you've ever taken regular berberine, you need about a gram a day at minimum. And so what happens is these are 200 milligrams of dihydroberberine. Reason why is it's five times stronger than regular berberine. So there's one capsule. Tiny little capsule. Take one of those with a meal. Normally, they were saying you got to take about a gram, which is about five capsules, and a lot of times the regular berberine is even a denser powder. So you got to take like five big capsules with it at every meal to get the same effects as one small capsule of dihydroberberine. This is why this product has become so popular. This is one of the reasons why I recommend it for everybody now as far as burning body fat, getting blood sugar under control, and a lot of the therapeutic effects it has for the cardiovascular system and now the brain. We're finding out now. So if you got questions on it, read about it on the site. Again, this is not me making any claims with pharmaceuticals. These are the research studies that they're basically stating.
I need to pull that article back up tomorrow on what berberine does that had that like 20 different positive attributes to it.
Grab it tomorrow.
We did it on a show one day. I pulled it up by accident. I'm like, whoa.
Well, I mean, if you told somebody, you know, I'm not making a claim. If you told somebody, hey, here's dihydroberberine. You could take this, you know, for about $50, $60.
No claims.
You know, take this one. Or you could take metformin. You have a choice. Which one? And you go, here's the side effects of berberine. Sheet's empty.
Yeah.
Oh, metformin. Well, there's four pages. If you want to read through all of them, you want to read through all the pages real quick on the side effects, pick which one you want to take.
Make it no claims. And if you're on metformin, don't stop taking any prescription medication based upon our advice. Don't do it. You talk to your doctor.
And remember, the only thing that metformin has positively been shown how to do is basically drop blood sugar. That's it. Berberine Ultimate has a whole host of other things.
I would take this article and print it and bring it to your doctor who put you on the metformin and say, what do you think about this, doc?
That's a great idea.
He doesn't read the article and he doesn't think it's a good idea to try something different, it's not as toxic, I would find me another doctor. And I'd find another doctor until you bring this article to me and goes, hey, that sounds like a great idea.
Yeah.
Just thought I'd mention
that. Well, any good physician that I've talked to, customers that have had good doctors, any good doctor would say, that's an interesting product. Yeah, why don't you try it? Mm-hmm. Which we'll titrate you off this real quick and try it on the supplement. So be aware of this stuff. There's a lot of good information out there with overall health. We bring it to you every day. And always remember, if you're dealing with a doctor or anybody in general, whether it's a politician or somebody in some type of power, when they start telling you there's only one way to do this certain aspect, this certain activity, this certain health fix, this is the only way you can do it, nothing else, you have to do exactly what I tell you to do, you need to question their entire motive on everything they're wanting to do. Remember Fauci? If you don't believe me, you don't trust science. Basically, I am science God. You have to do everything I tell you to do. Piece of crap, dude.
And he got pardoned.
Oh, and you notice now they're going to basically allow the statute of limitation to run out now, they're saying.
Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, Bonnie Tyler, Total Eclipse of the Heart, Bonnie Tyler, I need a hero, Bonnie Tyler, has suffered a perforated intestinal. This is a lot of reasons this happens is you're not having enough collagen.
I wouldn't detail with that with Doug last
night. Okay? And also, it's because of being constipated. I'm not saying that Bonnie Tyler was constipated. I'm not saying that caused her perforation of the gut. I'm not saying that she wasn't drinking the fiber, eating enough fiber, drinking enough water. I'm just saying that she ended up with a perforated intestine. I'd be rushed to the hospital. And I like her song. She had that real raspy voice. I thought she had a pretty cool voice. And now was insulated for another big concert tour. She's in her 70s now. But she's got a lot of health problems, bless her heart. But I'm going to read you part of the lyrics of this song she did back in the 80s. Holding Out for a Hero. Great song. Now, listen to this. Now, I'm going to say something real quick. A lot of women that I've talked to over the years said there aren't any men left to date, Austin. Yeah. That the men have become wimped out because of lack of testosterone, because of soy, because of feminism. The list goes on and on and on. So she sang this song back in the 80s. She goes, where have all the good men gone? Where's the streetwise Hercules to fight the rising odds? Isn't there a white knight upon a fiery steed? Late at night I toss and I turn and I dream of what I need. I need a hero. I'm holding out for a hero till the end of the night. He's got to be strong and he's got to be fast and he's got to be fresh from the fight. I need a hero. I'm holding out for a hero till the morning light. He's got to be sure, and it's got to be soon, and he's got to be larger than life, larger than life. Now, think about it for a second. She sang a song about the fact that there weren't any men left back in the 80s. And now, 40 years later, we got about half the guys under the age of 30 that have experienced, how should I say, dual-sex relationships and all the other crazy stuff. And the sad part about it is here we are, the Ted and Austin Brewer Show, trying to figure out what happened to our society, what happened to the men, and we say to you guys, where have all the men gone? And the other thing I'm going to ask, too, where have all the ladies gone? I didn't say women. I said ladies. The ladies who get up in the morning. I remember one time I was getting out of bed, and Sharon was in the bathroom. She's putting on her makeup. And I said to her, we're not going anywhere today. Why are you putting on your makeup? And her response was, I'm getting dressed for my boyfriend. And I started laughing, and she looked at me and goes, that would be you, Ted. And every day she'd get up, she'd put her makeup on, make sure her fingernails were done, all the time. And you think, well, we're not going anywhere. She said, it doesn't matter. She was a true lady. And she kept the house clean, which I helped, by the way, keeping the house clean. You know, she was that kind of person. So the reality is that where have all the ladies gone and where have all the real men gone? Ladies, you want a real man in your life, but are you a real lady? Men, you want a real lady in your house, but are you a real man? And the thing about it is everything's gotten real twisted up right now in our whole world because of feminism. That was brought to us by the communists through social engineering. And now we have a situation where our birth rate's through the floor and half the guys don't know if they're boys or girls. And now the transgender agenda's taken over and half the girls don't know if they're boys or guys or whatever they are. And let me ask you a question. If you've got somebody that you know who's had all these problems in their life, why are you going to take advice from them?
That's a valid question.
Why would they, if they've been in jail off and on all the time, and they never stop lying about anything, they've had all kinds of issues in their life, why would you listen to anything they say as being true? Follow the people that you know are telling you the truth. Follow the men who are real men. If they're crying on the set, and they're wimping and crying all the time, there's a high probability they're not a real man. And there's a real high probability, Austin, if they get into a conflict, guess what they're going to do?
Run.
They're going to run and cry.
Run.
Avoid those types of men, ladies. Just that was my fluff story for the day.
Well,
what do you think?
And to tie off that fluff story, you know, yeah, and Hagman last night in detail, I talked about it, especially because he brought up the whole topic of glyphosate.
Oh,
and I went into glyphosate.
Tear up the gut, boy.
But I told him, I said, here's the problem also with glyphosate. When a woman is pregnant with a boy, you know, Y chromosome, growing a boy, the body makes different hormones. It also needs different nutrients. When the body is intaking large amounts of glyphosate in the mother, glyphosate, as you know, it stops basically the uptake of nutrients. That's how it kills plants. So when you start having a mother that's eating large amounts of ultra-processed foods that's very high in glyphosate, GMO foods, the mother isn't going to be able to absorb a lot of the nutrients, which means the baby is not going to get a lot of the nutrients, and the baby's also going to absorb a lot of the glyphosate, and it's going to prevent certain things from developing properly, and it's also going to prevent certain hormones from being able to go into the baby properly. It's going to basically be an endocrine disruptor. Same thing with BPA, bisphenol A. That's why we got to stay away from the plasticizers as much as possible, especially if you're a mother, especially with young boys when they're growing up, and women too, and young girls. That bisphenol A is some nasty stuff, and there's multiple other versions besides just BPA, and what it does to the body is horrific. So when you start taking in the combination of glyphosate, bisphenol A, all the unbelievably toxic elements as well in the food supply, like MSG and so forth, it caused an array of health problems that continue to progress. And I told Doug last night, I said, it's the first generation we've ever watched that have been basically born on glyphosate-ridden foods to current times. Their entire life, from birth until current, they've been in basically ingesting large amounts of glyphosate, and we're now starting to see the side effects of it with so many of these kids, teenagers now, having basically all types of colon problems, all types of digestive problems, all types of issues, inflammatory issues, because what happened in the early 2000s when glyphosate exploded on the United States food like an atomic bomb, and now it's to a point where we can't undo what we've done. And, you know, I made a comment to him last night. I was going to get your take on it. I said, it's funny. You know, they say we can't stop glyphosate because the super weeds. We can't stop all this stuff now and basically try to dial back glyphosate. And to some aspect, that may be partially true in some of these crops. However, how much money have you seen designated to going out and basically, say, building a, you know, 10,000-acre farm and experimenting with trying to reduce glyphosate production and trying to taper off certain foods from glyphosate? How many times have you seen anybody experiment that with the government? But don't forget, you know, that little country over there, they need another $20 billion for weapons. We give them that. That's fine. Oh, DOD needs another $500 billion. That's fine. But forbid we spend, you know, a couple million dollars trying to figure out how to take out a glyphosate.
You know what's funny about this? And I'm not, and it's not funny. It's just, it's appalling to me. The money we give the little country with the little hats,
yeah,
with the boys that breathe free air,
yeah,
we have to borrow that money, Austin.
Correct. At interest, by the way.
We're borrowing the money to give to them. Here's my credit card. Go charge it. Here's my credit card. Go charge it. Oh, here's another credit card. Go charge it. Well, I've got a friend of mine coming over this weekend.
Yeah.
About to have to file bankruptcy again.
Yeah, it happens.
Credit cards. Credit cards. Credit cards. Credit cards. And I said to him, I said, well, we're going to have to get a full list of everything you owe again.
Yeah.
I said, we did this 30 years ago. I guess we're going to do it again.
Well, imagine this for a second.
But the United States, what we do is we just grab another credit card.
Right. Imagine if you had a neighbor next door. Just imagine your neighbor next door, and he comes over and he goes, hey, he's got a real big house. Tons of cars, lots of money. He comes over and says, hey, I'm tight on cash right now. You know, why are you tight on cash? Don't worry about it. I just need to see if I can borrow one of your credit cards. And you go, you know what, brother? I'm going to be a good neighbor. I'm going to try to help you out. Here's my credit cards. Just try to go easy on it. Okay. You get a statement back. It's maxed out next month. He comes back over to you and goes, dude, you don't understand. I got to pay for all this stuff. I've got all these people I got to feed. I got all these cars I got to pay for. I need another credit card. You go, dude, you maxed out my last credit card. You need, okay, I'll give you another one. How long would you keep doing that before you said, I'm not going to keep giving you credit cards anymore?
I never would have done it.
Nobody would do that in their right mind. There's not a single person on this earth that would start doing that for anybody next door or most of their entire family. Nobody would do that. That's literally what we're doing to a country that absolutely hates us. They loathe Christianity. They hate Jesus Christ. And yet the churches from the podium tell us how we're supposed to continue to give them money for free because they want to continue their agenda when they loathe us, make fun of us, desecrate the Virgin Mary, desecrate statues of Jesus Christ, desecrate every country around that is Christian and go, oh, by the way, we need more money because we're your greatest ally.
And they slammed that nun to the ground this week, too. Don't forget that.
They don't stop. They broke the ceasefire with Lebanon again. I mean, I talked to somebody again last weekend that basically knows a bunch of people over there, and they said there is no concept of them trying to wipe out Hezbollah. Okay. They're wiping out villages to push up basically the entire area.
I've got two stories with extreme stupidity that you guys are going to like, and we're going to be running out of time. I got to cover these quick.
Let's run them.
The secret team blowing up Ford's assembly line to make a new electric truck.
Are they going to do it again? No, they're not. They just...
You know, there's idiots, and then there's blithering idiots.
How much did you lose last time? $3 or $4 billion? Ford lost $3 or $4 billion last time with the whole the F-150 Lightning.
And here's the other one, and then I get Austin's take on this. Two boys, two brothers got mauled in Yellowstone by a grizzly.
Oof.
This just happened. And, you know, and so this, they're politically correct, and they're awake, and they're woke, and there's no telling what their sexuality is. I don't know. I don't want to know. Don't care. But I know that their woke agenda is nauseating to me. So the guy gets mauled by a grizzly.
Honestly surprised they found him. They're alive.
Well, one guy had his face tore off.
Now,
listen to what he says. And so this guy says, it was definitely a learning experience.
Oh, you think?
No, we're not done yet.
I mean, I guess it's a positive spin.
Usually when I go out hiking, I don't have anything on me for protection. However, I am now potentially having to rethink that.
So, what? So, did he carry bear mace? Nothing?
Nothing. No, nothing. I'm potentially politically correct nausea.
Oh my God.
I would say, I lived through this. Chances are I'll never hike again.
Yeah, I was about to say, how about you just stay out of that area?
I'm going to never hike again in a grizzly bear habitat. And if I Google an area that might potentially have something that's dangerous, I'm going to carry something really big, like a 44 Magnum. What's that other thing that has a...
Mine, my big one, 500 Smith & Wesson.
The 500 Smith & Wesson.
I bought one.
That's a bear gun.
I own one.
That's a bear gun.
I was going to take it to Montana. I've shot it three times.
It hurts to shoot.
400 grain Hornady Hydroshocks. It will blow up any living thing in North America.
I just had my face torn off by a grizzly, so I am potentially having to rethink carrying protection.
At least carry a can of bear mace.
If you're that dumb, and you're that politically correct, and you're that woke, why don't you just stay out of the woods? Just thought I'd mention that to you, and not do that again. Or at least take your 12-gauge shotgun with you.
Just bring a 500.
Bring a 500. I think the 12 gauge would be better. Well, you know, Obama changed that, though. He's now said that we can carry weapons in national parks.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
I'll give it to Obama.
You're not allowed to go hunting. You're not allowed to go hunting in national parks.
Protection.
Well, that's what I want to experiment with it when I got it in the first time. So I got a big old watermelon. And Hunter wanted to see what it was going to do. I was curious as well because I'd heard a lot of stuff about
we're hearing protection.
Oh, yeah. We're hearing protection with this. And put a watermelon. I'm backyard property with shooting ranges. It discharged one round into it, 400 grain, hydro shot, Hornady, and the watermelon disappeared at about probably 1,000 pieces, came raining down to over a period of probably like 5 to 10 seconds. All around us, everywhere. I mean, I'm talking it went everywhere. And then it had left a hole in the back berm in the ground about the size of a bowling ball, and I could stick my entire arm into it. And I thought to myself, wow.
That's a bear gun.
That is a bear gun if you need it. Now, I'm not recommending you go run around and shoot that thing because it is a handful. But now I know why they built that gun for that specific reason. And it's not to go, I want to go hunt grizzly bear. It's the fact that, you seen the movie The Revenant? You've seen the movie Revenant.
Oh, my gosh.
That's the most graphic grizzly bear scenes I've ever seen in a movie.
By the way, Leonardo DiCaprio, great actor, incredibly hardcore liberal.
Hardcore liberal. Don't care for him personally at all. That was probably one of his best films he did.
No, he got an Oscar
for that.
Yeah.
That was an intense movie.
And that was him, by the way, in that freezing water, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Now he's intense, man. But again, personal life, don't care for it all. But that movie was incredible. But yeah, if you're gonna go out there, at least run bear mace.
Nah, that's a joke. I remember one time
I
had a friend of mine one time.
K-bar.
Had a Doberman go after him one time. He sprayed the Doberman in the face with pepper spray. The Doberman didn't even slow down.
No.
And by the way, I know that's a fact. I witnessed it, and I thought to myself, wow. Pepper spray didn't even slow the dog down. All it did was make the dog angry. Okay? Now, you think about that, Sregan. You got a 1,500-pound grizzly coming at you. Watch this. Pepper spray. Watch what it does. Oh, wow. My face has been pulled off. This is awful. Oh, there goes my arm.
Well,
oh, this is a nightmare.
A lot of it, because they say it affects the grizzly a little bit different as a deterrent because it blurs the vision and they can't chase you as well. That's the whole point of it, because they're basically trying to shake it off and they can't get it.
You know what deters the grizzly really well?
500 Smith & Wesson.
Or just stay out of that area.
Or just stay out of that area.
And plus, this is the springtime. They're coming out of hibernation.
That's exactly right.
They're hungry.
If you're going camping up in those areas, in grizzly bear areas right now, you are an idiot, because they are all coming out and they are very hungry and they're very grumpy, and they don't want to be bothered at all. Period. Leave them alone. They're just big animals. Anyways, I digress.
Oh, by the way, keep your hearts and minds in Christ all the days of your life. He's the author. He's the finisher. He's the perfecter. Give me that camera, Rich. He's the author. He's the finisher. He's the perfecter of our faith. We can do all things through Christ who gives us strength. And this is the day the Lord hath made, and I will rejoice in it, and I will be glad in it. None, doesn't make any difference if it's raining. Or whatever. You need to be thankful when you're basically above the ground.
Focus on the positive things you can make a difference on. Like you said earlier,
there you go.
The fear porn, the nonsense, mm-hmm. the stuff they put through all the theater all the time. We're going to cover it sometimes just as coverage. But at the end of the day, focus on things you can make a difference with. The local communities, the local kids, your families, and your health. Don't neglect your health at any expense, because at the end of the day, it's one of the main things you have, especially in children's health. So I appreciate you guys. A lot of guys grab the Purple Sticks while they're on sale. You want the berberine? Try it out at healthmasters.com. Give me some feedback on it. Let me know. You guys have a great evening. I'll talk to you on this show tomorrow as always.
And I love you. Thank you for your support. Thanks for watching the show. And thanks for praying for us. It means the world to us. God bless you guys. We'll talk to you tomorrow.